Chapter 3. On the Job. We were scarecrows in blue uniforms. After a grand total of 5 days of blackboard instruction and 50 rounds at the New York Police Department firing range, my new police academy classmates and I were standing out on the sidewalks of central Brooklyn, pretending to be police officers. They gave us badges. They gave us handcuffs. They gave us guns, standard police issue Smith & Wesson 38 specials. They told us, good luck. In July 1966, riots had broken out in East New York, Bedford-Stuyvesant, and Brownsville, Brooklyn. Hundreds of angry young men were roaming the streets and throwing bottles and rocks. Already they had injured police officers and attempted to flip over a radio car. On one corner, police found 18 Molotov cocktails. The borough commander was calling for reinforcements, and fast. Send the recruits, someone suggested. Now, this was a truly dumb idea, busing untrained police recruits into an urban riot. It's hard to list all the things that could easily go wrong. Someone clearly panicked at police headquarters on Center Street. Nevertheless, we took our orders and traded our gray training shirts for police officer blues and hit the smoldering streets of Brooklyn as rocks and bottles flew over our heads. I was finally home from the Marine Corps, but suddenly back on the battlefield. Each recruit was paired with a more experienced officer. I drew a cop from the Tactical Patrol Force. I had the advantage of 3 years as a Marine Corps officer and almost a year of combat in Vietnam, but many of my classmates had never patrolled anywhere with a loaded gun. They just looked overwhelmed. The rioters' two main weapons seemed to be height and gravity. Young men and a few teenage boys, pumped with adrenaline, and who knows what else, hurled heavy objects off the rooftops, paint cans, bricks, cinder blocks, random pieces of construction debris. Every time an object hit the sidewalk, there'd be a loud crash, and everyone would scatter. Police, shop owners, neighbors, whoever was standing nearby. It was low-tech but highly effective, and it kept everyone on edge. Incoming, someone would shout, and everyone would jump back. It was almost impossible.